then I choose you.
Be cool, baby, okay?
Hey, bitch, come here! Got your motherfucking man, come here!
Mr. Pretty Tony, I mean, you know the rules of the game. I mean, your bitch just chose me. Now, we can settle this like you got some class, so we can get into some gangster shit.
Fuck being on some chill shit. We go 0 to 100, nigga, real quick.
Yo, what up? I'm back. This is KMGZ on Twitter. Thanks for asking Kel's podcast. I told y'all I was going to get back on schedule, so here I am, back on schedule. Yo, I dropped my pen on the floor. I'm going to start this with my usual disclaimer that I think I have not been given in a minute, but I don't know how long this is going to be. I only have a few things to say. Like I said, it's only been a week. I'm trying to get back on schedule, so we're going to have a lot of topics to cover, a lot of space, so I don't know if it's going to be that long, but it'll be intense. So let's just get started. First, I just want to say, yo, I noticed since being married, I don't really care, but I just noticed that, like, now that I'm married, like, I'm getting invited to, like, stuff I feel like I wasn't. Maybe it's just my perception, I don't know, but I just feel like I'm getting invited to shit I wasn't getting invited to before. And, you know, everybody like, oh, like, all these couples is, like, let me see, you know, my personality is still what it is. I hope y'all know that, like, I'm married now, but, like, I'm not going to turn into the less, you know, meet at the park and be a couple chit-chat type people. That ain't me. That's not what we do. We rock out with each other. We do what we want to do. We got our own set of friends. We have do we have any common friends? We don't. We don't have it. Maybe we'll get some as we go, but, like, we have our own set of friends. Like, we not, that's not gonna be us. So, but I mean, I'm just noticing I'm getting all these, like, come to this dinner, come to that dinner. I appreciate it. It's real nice. And like I said, I might do one a quarter, but I just noticed it's a difference. And I'm like, oh, so I ain't been getting invited to all this stuff before. Like, I don't know. That's weird to me. I don't like people to get married and start acting all weird and start acting like, you know, they can only do marriage. That's always been whack and corny to me. So that's what's happening. I'm just letting y'all now know that's not going to be us. Like, I one thing that's very important to me that I said, you know, I always said, you know, if I could marry who I wanted to marry, I would get married. But, like, I'm not going to, I don't like gays that fall into, like, heteronormativity. I don't like gays that fall into, like, start acting like straight people. Like, I never want to lose that edge and that. Just don't, I don't want to be locked in a box that I don't have to be locked into. It's all these people walking around locked in these boxes, and that's why they're unhappy and stressed and getting divorced. I never want to, so I'm not locking myself in no boxes I don't want to be locked into, period. I got to stop calling her my old lady now. I was calling her that because I had nothing to call her. She's like my wife now. It's so still weird for me to say, but me and my wife, like, we have plans for each other, and then we have plans that we spend with other people, and it's not going to be a whole lot of that. So, but I just noticed the difference, and you know, I just notice it. All right, so what I really want to say is, so, you know, if you've been listening to this for a long time, it's a couple things I really want to say, but, oh, let me get the quick stuff out the way yesterday. So the earthquake, we had an earthquake yesterday. Wait, yesterday? Yes. Yesterday, around, I want to say it was like 10:30 in the morning. I can't remember. It was in the morning because I was like not long had just like I start work at 10. I had like not long just started, like, you know, making a long walk. I work from home on Monday, so I had just made the long walk from the bedroom to the living room to sit at the desk. And I've been in earthquakes before. I told you I lived in Cali. I've been in three. I've been in one when I was in the military up in Monterey. That one was quite extreme. That one shook me off the bunk bed. That was, I think they said, I don't remember what the Richter was on that one, but it don't matter what the Richter is. Richter could be 1.1. It's too much to me. Californians be acting like it's no big deal. God bless y'all. I guess how that's we act when y'all be acting like a storm is going to, like, wash the whole world away. I don't know. But anyway, It turns out it was a 5.5. It was centered somewhere in New Jersey. I think central, northern New Jersey. Can't remember where they settled. They said three different places. I don't really know. But it was a significant shake to me. I live in a high-rise apartment building in Harlem. I live on the 11th floor. I felt this entire building swaying side to side. That's extreme to me. We don't get earthquakes on the East Coast. And even... I know there was like one a couple years ago, there was a tremor. Didn't feel that. So for this building to be swinging like it was, like I said, I've been in one where it shakes. It literally shakes. It's the, I ain't going to lie to y'all. It's the most frightening feeling ever. When the ground is moving under your feet and you have no fucking control, it's extremely scary. I've been in two of those in L.A. And they were traumatizing, but... This one was worse because, number one, we in the East Coast, we don't have them, and the building was swaying. It was shaking, it was swaying, I could hear the stuff on the walls moving, it was a lot. I think people in Brooklyn, they're a little bit further out from the epicenter. We right across the water from Jersey, so maybe it wasn't as intense for them. But I know up here in Harlem, I felt that bitch, and I mean, I ain't know what was going on. I was like, yo, I just paid rent. I know this ain't about to be it. Like, I didn't know what was going on, but that was very, you know, and then it was an aftershock. There was an aftershock when I was walking to the goddamn barbershop. Now I'm outside, and it wasn't nearly as bad as the one in the morning, but I mean, it was like, come on, what the fuck? So yeah, shout out to Mother Nature humbling us and letting us know that she can get us the fuck up out of here anytime she wants to. Okay, so this is what I want to talk about, and a couple of these topics are all related. I just want to talk about women's basketball, WNBA, college basketball. If y'all listen to this before, y'all know I've been talking about this forever, and y'all know, if y'all been following me, y'all know how long I've been saying that the women's game, all it needed was to be shown, okay, and... Been listening to all these motherfuckers, mainly men, but a lot of women too. Oh, the game is boring. Oh, the game is not exciting. You don't know fucking basketball. Let me tell you something. Basketball is a game. You either know how to play it or you don't. It is not football. It is not even like baseball. Like, it is a sport that, yes, we understand men, they're going to be able to jump. They're going to be able to dunk because they can jump higher. But besides that, that's the only difference. If you know basketball and maybe the size and the speed, the men might be like a little bit faster, but just like any other sport, like track and field, there are certain sports where there is not much difference between men and women other than the men are going to be a bit faster. But as far as the talent, the speed, and the excitement of the game, there is not going to be much difference. And basketball is one of them. And if you are a motherfucker that thinks that because they're not dunking, first of all, that's not even good basketball. I already know that you don't know shit about ball. You're the kind of sports fan that get on my nerves, okay? Because you don't really know the shit about basketball. You watch it for the dunks. You watch it for, but you don't really know the game. And I have been saying since So you say shit like, you know, y'all the type of people who think that Allen Iverson didn't have any effect on the game because he didn't win the championship, not knowing that Allen Iverson is one of the players that completely changed the face of the game, and that every player that came after him modeled their game on, including LeBron and all these guys, watching Allen Iverson do what he does. But you got to know ball to know that. Anyway, been listening to these dudes swearing they could be the WNBA player, swearing the game is not exciting. Meanwhile, we watching it the whole time like, y'all don't know what y'all talking about. Y'all watching that trash-ass NBA with them flops and all these stupid-ass rules they got now. It's just chucking up threes, making the game completely boring. But, hey, whatever. Like God bless Mr. Reda Devine said, what she say? Damn, it was a TikTok where the dude was in it, the Uber driver ain't want to watch a musical, and she said, man, what she say, you wrong or you lose? She said, that's okay, you losing out. I don't care, you can lose as much as you want to. That was my attitude with people that just didn't, it's not the same game, it's, they don't have enough stars. Hey, man, you losing, you missing out. You losing, you can lose all you want to. It's never not been short. It's the all way going back to the first women's Olympic team, Cheryl Swoops, to Shamiqua Holdsclaw, Maya Moore, the UConn teams. It's so many I can find. Teresa Weatherspoon, that first Liberty team. It's so many stars that have been in this game that y'all just miss because y'all, you know, just don't want to watch women's sports, whatever. So now, And I'm so glad, like, yo, God bless Dawn Staley. Dawn Staley has done more for women's basketball than anybody knows. I know people want to point to the players, but it's not really the players, it's Dawn. When Dawn started building that thing that she built, is built, has down in South Carolina now, because for a while it was Geno, and she was assistant coach in the Geno at the last Women's Olympics. But Dawn Staley has done more, and she's an amazing player. And I'm going to get into it, but I'm just very irritated by the ignorance and the I'm just very irritated by so many people, mainly men, having things to say about the game, don't know about the game, haven't done their research, haven't done their study. They see one girl playing and they think that she's the one that's making the game exciting. It's bullshit. But let me tell you who Dawn Staley is. Dawn Staley has won. First of all, Dawn Staley is from North Philadelphia Dobbins High School. Okay. She's won Naismith Player, College Player of the Year, and Naismith Coach of the Year. No one's ever done that. She has Olympic gold medal as a player and a head coach, because I just said she was assistant coach under Geno in, I believe it was the last Olympics. She's a 6-time All-Star, 3-time Olympic gold medalist. She selected for the 10th and 15th WNBA anniversary teams. She has two, and now in college, she started out at Temple, built up Temple's program with South Carolina. She has two national titles, 6 Final Fours, I think, eight SECs, I think so. The 4 Naismiths, and she also, The national championship that she won at college, she won with Virginia. So a lot of people are like, oh, Dawn went to South Carolina. No, Dawn went to Virginia. And she is a hell of a player. If you got, can ever YouTube her, she was a hell of a player, okay? While I appreciate people coming to the game late as fuck, appreciating the game, I get that. But, like, y'all are really irritating because you're saying stupid things and you're having stupid opinions and it's just mucking up what should be a renaissance and they fight. Like Dawn said, like I told y'all, the game has been held back. It's not that nobody wants to watch it. It's not that they can't sell out. Them arenas been full, okay? Women's college basketball going all the way back to Pat Summit when they was winning down in Tennessee. Okay, when them 8, 9, 10, 11 titles, I forgot however many ways, was winning down in Tennessee, them arenas been packed out, okay? The sport has been what it has. It's just been held back intentionally, like Dawn said, and she didn't elaborate, but one of the main reasons it's been held back is because of the gay thing. Oh, we can't put them in skirts and dresses and make them appealing to men, which is, what the fuck, why are you doing that? It's goddamn sports. They either want to watch the game or they don't. Why are you trying to make these girls look like church girls? It's so goddamn stupid. And it's not the way to market the game. No other sport is marketed like that. Why are you... They don't market track and field like that. The girls wear what they want to wear. You see them with their wigs and their hair, however they want to do it. They present how they want to present. Why is the WNBA, you trying to make them look like Mormon church girls? It's so stupid. You wasted so many years. You had no idea how to market your product. I've been saying, stop trying to make it, we want men to watch the sport. People who like basketball will watch. They're going to watch. If you put the games on TV, they're going to recognize and they're going to watch. And that's exactly what's happening. Number one. Number two, the women's college game is superior because y'all destroyed the men's college game and pros, if you ask me, with the one and done, because the players are not, first of all, not going to colleges anymore. They're doing all this AAU shit and they're not staying long enough to get good. There's no teams. We don't have the big Michigan State versus Michigan, the big Duke, no, because nobody gives a fuck about these teams. Can't nobody name one person on any of these men's teams. And when I did my men's bracket, I might as well have just threw some chicken bones up in the air for how I knew. I just picked the teams that I already knew. Arizona, North Carolina, Gonzaga, Purdue, like whatever team that from back in the day that I knew. All right, Kansas, I always pick Kansas, stuff like that. Indiana, if it's a team that I knew sometimes do something, that's what all these, I was like, I don't know. I have not, I knew UConn was, you know, but I don't know. The men's game is, can't tell you, can't call it. This is what I want to say. Caitlin Clark is a good player. She's a good player. I'm not going to say great. I'm saying good. The team that she's on and the division that she's in goes a lot into how she scores. She is allowed to throw up as many shots as she wants. And so she similar to Steph Curry. You throw up a lot of shots, you hit them, you'll score. But if you don't, you don't. She is, I've been watching this game for a long time. She's very good. She's not nowhere near the best college player that's ever come through, period. And if I watch a new sport, it would be like if I just, I don't watch hockey or I don't watch soccer. Perfect example. I don't watch soccer, but I do so know some of the people. It'd be like if today I turned on a soccer match and saw, what's the African kid's name? Mbappe? Is that how you say it? Mbappe? I don't know. Whatever. The African kid. I think he's French. He plays for France or something like that. It was like if I turned on TV right there, saw him do what he do and be like, oh my God, this is the greatest soccer player of all time. Oh my God, he's bringing so much attention to the game. Oh my God, he's growing it beyond a roof. It's all on him. That would be the dumbest, most stupidest statement I could ever make, because that is not true. Yes, he is absolutely good. And I think he's one of the best in the game. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm not sure. I think he is, though. But I don't watch soccer. But I know of Messi. I know of Ronaldo. I know of Beckham. I know of that Brazilian, like Brazil used to be real good for a long time. You know, like I know that that would be an incorrect statement. And the reason I know that is because I would Google, oh, this team is good. Oh, this is the national team. Oh, this is, I don't know, whatever team to be wearing them World Cups. I don't know. Every time the World Cup on, I watch it with y'all. I don't be having no idea what's going on. I just look like a bunch of running around to me. I tried with soccer so many times. It's too much. It's too much non-action for me. I can't watch for 20 minutes. Y'all just kicking the ball back and forth. Nothing happened. That's why I can't do it. But that's how dumb you sound. Or like somebody just said today, it's like, oh, why is everybody saying she's not going to be good in WWE? Because I don't think you motherfuckers who swear that your church basketball league can compete with the WNBA understand how good they are. The very best players in the fucking world. There are players that don't make the WNBA team that are like super fucking good. Like Liz, what's her name? Fucking Liz, it's different reasons why she got kicked off, because she's an asshole and nobody likes her. But Liz Cambage, she playing in China. That's one of the best players in the world playing in China, because it's not, you know what I mean? Like nobody wants her. But the level of play at that level is so high. You have players that have won gold medals on the national team. You have players that have won several chips at their college level. You have coaches like Becky Hammond. Those girls are big. They're professional athletes, okay? Just because you can score 40 in college, they're not going to let you play like that in the WNBA. You're not going to get that much time as a rookie to play like that. Yeah, my personal opinion, I know Caitlin's going to be good. I don't think she's going to be a standout player like people think that she is, because her game relies too heavily on weak defense, on players on her that just cannot defend her. Like Haley Van Lith, thank God, she, bless your heart, you're going to the transfer portal. You need to transfer to a nursing career, girl, because it's just, it's the league is not calling you, okay? But what I was about to say, it's a lot. I'm not saying the girl cuts, the girl got an eye, she makes passes like it, but she's good. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying if you watch these games and you know ball, you watch how LSU shut her down. You watch how UConn really shut her down until the refs started interjecting themselves into the game. Talk about that later. A lot of when she goes off, it's on poor, not, I won't even say poor defense, but it's on defense that does not know how to shut her down. That is not going to be an issue in the WNBA. Every single team in the WNBA is going to know how to shut her down, because there's a whole bunch of elite athletes in the WNBA that were super. I mean, look at Aaliyah Boston, superstar in South Carolina. She averages, I think, 20-something points of rookie of the year, which is good. But, like, there's a big fall off. Okay, and you guys don't know shit about the game, and that's why you think that this girl is about to come in and run the league. It's not going to happen. I personally think she's not going to be that. I think she's going to be an average player in the league. I really do. And I'm not saying that for a hater, but I'm saying you got Brittany Griner's coming back. You got, again, Aaliyah Boston. You got all these South Carolina players going in. It's just, it's a lot of big dogs, and I think she's going to be an average player. Like, I really do. I think it's a lot of hype. I really do. And we'll see what it's hitting on in the Olympics. That's one thing the Olympics will show you, because that's when the U.S. women play all the other better players, and a lot of the players that play, well, not a lot, but just like in the NBA where you have NBA players, but they play for their home country, that happens in the WNBA too. So that's really what you're going to see. When you go to the Olympics and you see who gets time and how well they play, that's a good gauge of how they're going to do in the WNBA. So look, that game last night, UConn been my team since day one. My first team when I was young and started getting my first favorite team was UConn. I followed Virginia because Dawn went there. I never liked Tennessee. I know Tennessee had to, I just never was a fan of them. I was always a fan of UConn. I don't know if it's because they were closer or what, and I had confidence. I don't know. But the game last night, I feel it's a lot of things. I feel like the refs gave the game to Iowa, and I think everybody. Iowa, put it like this. This is my opinion. I think that offensive call took the game from Connecticut and gave it to Iowa, because it was 9 seconds left. Knowing Geno, knowing UConn, they were going to get that ball back. They were going to score. They were going to go up, and then they were going to play D and force Iowa to score. And I don't think Iowa would have, because they would have not let Caitlin shoot no crazy three or nothing like that. And by calling that call, which was a terrible call, you can say, people say it was correct. It was not correct. She was set. She had her arms just to block her midsection. Her feet were set. She was set. The offensive player bounced off. Now, there was a lot of calls that night. I've said on here before, I don't like complaining about calls, and I appreciate what Paige said about, oh, there was a lot of calls, but that's true. However, it's also true that was not an offensive foul, and you called that call and gave the ball back to Iowa and put them in the position to win the game. And that's the type of refereeing that people are getting sick of. I understand that bad calls, but these bad calls, referees are out determining the outcome of games with these calls. And that's when the sports get bullshit. That's when it's the fixes in. That's when it's Vegas. Okay, y'all want these girls to go to win, to go to the championship, because that was a terrible call. And there was a charge on Caitlin right before that wasn't called. Okay? I have a feeling that Dawn Staley is not for the bullshit. She saw what went on last year. She's been lobbying all this year. They've been undefeated since. I guarantee you she's in them offices or whoever she needs to talk to. Like, listen, don't put no bullshit refs on my game. Don't have no bullshit ref calls, because I'm going to tell you what, Caitlin Clark is fine, but the women's college game, Dawn Staley is more important to it than she is. Okay? Dawn Staley right now is the women's college game, and I guarantee you she's been putting her foot down. Let them girls play. Don't be calling these bullshit ass calls on my team. Okay? Number one. Number two, South Carolina is deep as fuck. South Carolina got two starting fives on their bench. It ain't like the last year. The reason that Iowa was able to beat them is because when their players start getting in foul trouble, they didn't have too many people they could build, they could bring in. Dawn saw that and said, okay, she went out and got four. Watch, she got her deepest. Her bench is deep now. So if somebody in foul trouble, somebody else gonna come in and they're gonna run your ass out too. I don't think Iowa stands a chance in this game. Okay? I don't. I think the defense is gonna clamp down on Caitlin. And I just don't think they got them white. I don't think them white girls got nothing for this South Carolina squad. Full Wiley is a beast. Pow Pow is a beast. Cardozo is a beast. What's her name is a beast. I can't ever remember her name. The other tall one, number four. It's not a game. I'm tired. I want y'all. I don't mind people having opinions. I don't mind people saying things about the game. I'm glad y'all are watching. But it's the annoying takes is so annoying, and it's disrespectful. Caitlin Clark is great, but the WNBA records were broke last season and the season before that. Viewing the college, like these, oh, she She's bringing more viewers to the game. They've been breaking records. Nobody has. I know there's a whole lot of y'all that just started watching for Caitlyn, but I promise you the game was growing already, and it's going to grow when she leaves. And if you're like, oh, well, I don't watch because I only watch her, then you don't watch anyway, and you don't like ball. You're just watching to be in a conversation. You're just watching to say you watch. You clearly don't like basketball because Caitlin Clark's not the only one on that court worth watching. I promise you. If you watch FloJ with that handle and you don't think that's exciting, you just don't like basketball. You just don't like basketball. And that's fine, but like, I'm tired of hearing from y'all. Same thing with the announcers. I'm tired of these fucking male announcers that don't know fucking shit. Like Kenny fucking, what's the name? Talking about, oh, well, she should have shot from her line. Nigga, these girls throw up 3 points from the half, from the paint, from the half court, from wherever. They shoot from anywhere. Shut your stupid ass up. You know what you're talking about. Shut up. You sound fucking dumb. She doesn't need, she can shoot a three from anywhere she wants to shoot it from. It's not like, They have women commentators. We all know about Doris Burke. But there's a whole lot of women commentators that have been following the game that can comment on the game. It's a women's game. It's a women's sport. Let the fucking women commentate. We don't need men commentators. It's like they gotta have a man. They gotta throw a man in the mix and make it legitimate. No. Especially if they commentary is gonna be stupid. I prefer Charles and Shaq in them's commentary because Charles, you know why? Because Charles and Shaq was on that dream team with them women and they practice with them women and they say every chance they get, yo, them girls can play. And they have much more knowledge. Although that time Shaq was talking, but it wasn't when Candace had to shut Shaq down about how to play inside. But that was just Shaq talking Shaq because he was such a big anomaly that he just was talking about what he knew. And Candace was like, man, look, the game ain't like that no more. If you try to collapse on people like they collapsed on you, Shaq, they just gonna pass the ball out, pop a three. It's a different game. But it's certain play, Reggie, you know, we always want Reggie Miller to shut up, but I mean, we know who his sister is. There's certain men, Dwayne Wade is another one. There's certain men that watch the game that Kobe was one too. Rest in peace. Who are knowledgeable about the game and know who the players are, have respect for the women's game. Let them commentate it. I'm tired of these motherfuckers that don't know shit getting their takes from social media. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about, okay? Talking about Angel Reese was crying because she lost. Angel Reese was not crying because she lost. First of all, Angel Reese already has her national championship. She don't have nothing to prove. She went out and got hers. She was explaining about how she was getting death threats and all this shit, which probably contributed to her being out earlier in the year. And then her teammates came to her defense. That's what got her emotional. They weren't even talking about the game. They were talking about that. So don't call her a sore loser because she cried because she lost. I mean, I'm sure they wanted to win. I'm sure they wanted to repeat. Sure. But they got their chip. And Kim Mulkey don't stay down long, I promise you. And you know what? Somebody on Twitter said that it was almost like, if you watch the game, Haley Van Lith was on Caitlin Clark, and I mean, Caitlin was slinging that girl over the court. She could not do nothing with Caitlin Clark, and she would, and on offense, she was playing like some trash too. And somebody said, because everybody was like, yo, why did they keep her on Caitlin for so long, put FloJ on there, because FloJ was shutting Caitlin the fuck down. And somebody was like, you know, it's almost like Kim was keeping her out there to teach her a lesson about something. And I thought about that, and I was like, you know what? Yeah, it was kind of like that. It was kind of, I don't know what the lesson was going to be, but I know that she joined LSU through the transfer portal, and now she's going back into the transfer portal. And I was like, yeah, maybe Kim was trying to show her, like, listen, little girl, it ain't what you think. Please don't talk about you declaring for WNBA. Because Kim does not usually do that. Kim does usually make the adjustments. She didn't make any adjustments. She kept that girl on her as much as she could. And I was like, you know, you might be onto something there. Maybe she did keep her in there to teach her a lesson. It sure seemed like it. Cause it's like, this girl cannot guard her. Put somebody on Caitlin that can, cause she's too small. She's literally too small. You need somebody that can get up in Caitlin and frustrate her. So, I just, oh my God, I don't want to say this because it's good for the game, but I almost kind of want y'all motherfuckers to just please keep going back to ignoring the game like y'all was and leave it to us who really watch and really enjoy the games, because I can't take the stupid ass takes. I really cannot. And these New York Liberty tickets, by the way, I need y'all to get these prices under control, because I need to find a job where I can get some discount on these goddamn tickets. I like to sit close, but some of them tickets, like, but my friend told me to, I be trying to buy them out too soon. She was like, just wait for the day or two before the game and then go get the ticket. That might be the trick. Yeah. So, lastly, this is what I want to say. So, Cowboy Carter has dropped. I gave y'all the review last week. I haven't changed it. It's still incredible. It's still amazing. So since then, it's been all this commentary. Now, I said last week about the South, and yo, people from the South, and my wife is from the South. I told y'all, she's from Macon, Georgia, but she don't act like y'all motherfuckers. And I think it's because she's been places other than the South and the military and everything. People from the South got a big chip on their shoulder, and they got like these hangups, and it's just so annoying, because now it's like, oh, everybody said Beyonce was stupid. Everybody said she was country. Now look at us. And we're like, I never said she was stupid. I don't think anybody said she was stupid. We just said she doesn't come across as particularly intelligent intellectually. And I still say that. But she is country. I mean, what? Yes, we said she's country. She said she's country. Like, it is what it is. Like, y'all, like, is that a country is not really an insult. It's more of a descriptor. It's describing something. And this whole, this comes her accent. Y'all think we sound, listen, I know there are probably people who have said to you or you have heard who say that people from the South sound stupid because of their accent. I've never really heard anybody say that, but I know that it is a stereotype. So somebody has said it. But this is what I want to say to you all. We are not, if somebody from the North or wherever you think it's from, we have all heard accents before. Most of our grandmothers are from the South. My grandmother still had an accent, okay? We've heard Southern accents before. I've been in the South before. There's all kind of different accents. It is not a Southern accent that... No, we don't think that you are dumb because your accent is Southern. When somebody says that you sound dumb, it's because you sound dumb. And it's not because of the accent, because there are people up north, we call them hood dudes, who, you know, speaking. I'm from Philadelphia. Philadelphia is a city very well known for our Philly accents, for our the slang that we use, for how we turn our words. It's a very distinct accent, okay? So I know all about accents, and I know about all the stereotypes that come. Oh, you from Philly, you a thug, you a this, you a that, whatever. I don't give a fuck. Anybody thinks, just goes off an accent like that, but like, I need y'all to understand. We are not saying, it's not an accent that makes us say somebody sounds dumb. If somebody has told you sound dumb, it's because you sound dumb. Because I got the most hoodest of hood niggas that you couldn't take nowhere. Probably can't be understood more than 3-block radius from where they're from, because their slang is so thick. They don't know proper language. You know what I mean? Yo, shorty, what's up, blue? Oh, you know, but that doesn't correlate to dumb. A lot of those dudes are not stupid. They just don't. It's a difference between intellect and speech, and that's why so many of y'all spun around now and don't know your ass from a hole in the ground and keep getting taken in by all this right wing propaganda, because y'all think that somebody that speaks articulately and clearly and has all the proper grammar, that means they're smart. It doesn't. That just means you speak well. You can still be dumb as a motherfucker. Like, it's two different things. And when people, let me just speak for myself, and it's okay. Like, no, I've never, Beyonce to me, in the few interviews that she gives, does not come across as particularly smart. She doesn't come across as particularly well as the deep thinker, as analytical. Sometimes she doesn't even answer questions in a way that, like, it's like, okay, like, that indicates that she's given any thought to what the answer. It's just very rehearsed, very, very flat. Yes, okay, so what's, you know, you went on a city tour. What's that like? Oh, I'm tired. We travel a lot. We go a lot of miles. It's very tired. Okay. That's not really what she's asking, but okay. That's what we mean. It has not, first of all, I don't even think her accent is that thick, but it's okay. She is talented. Her gift, her intellect is in another, it manifested another way. It manifested through her music and the stuff that she puts out, her videos, whatever. That's where her intel is. That's where her intelligence is. It's not in the, you know, I don't know if she ever went to school, but just my guess, I don't think she would have been in the advanced class. That's all I'm saying. Like, it's okay. It's okay. Because she's, if we go on to the creative side, I'd be in the short bus, and she'd be in the, like, it's different kinds of intelligence. And I just need people to understand that. And I need y'all to stop with the fucking, y'all calling us country. Y'all, yes. We're calling you country because some of y'all are country. There's a difference to me between country and southern. Like, my wife is from the South. She's not country to me. She's southern. When I say somebody's country, I mean, like, that Beverly Hills hillbilly shit. Like, I see a lot of you on the TL and all that, you know, just live out in the sticks and just country. Like, walk around barefoot and just hunting and all that, it's skinning coons and making, that's country to me. When I say country, that's what I mean. Them motherfuckers that kill their food, go fishing, go hunting, eating boiled peanuts on the side of the road, spitting tobacco, that's country to me. That's different than southern. Southern is, you know, you just live in the South. You have, you know, you're from the South. That's southern. I know plenty of southern people. Yeah, they have the little accent, but like, they're not necessarily country. Like, you from Charlotte, you from Atlanta, you from Charleston, you from, you know, any Chattanooga, Memphis, you from any southern city, you're southern. You might not necessarily, you could still be country, but not necessarily. It's two different things. There's country in the North too. Okay, listen, I keep telling you, I'm from Pennsylvania. You go about an hour west of Philadelphia, maybe 2 hours west of Philadelphia, and you will find yourself in some shit that you never knew would exist in the North. You will see some country, Bama, redneck, racist, Klan shit in Western Pennsylvania. That stretch of Pennsylvania between west of Philadelphia all the way over to Pittsburgh is wild. It's Trump country. It's wild. Okay? Wild. It's that movie Deliverance. That's Pennsylvania. I tell you, I tell people, I call Pennsylvania the Texas, Florida, whichever state you want to use, bad southern state of the North, outside of the Philadelphia area. And I know there's people on here probably from Pittsburgh. I'm sorry, but I've been to Pittsburgh a couple times. Y'all are country and Bama. It's not the same vibe as Philly. It's not the same vibe as the East Coast at all. It is very, I know y'all got University of Pittsburgh and y'all got schools out there. I get it. But them U's and Yins, native fuckers from out there, sound like my cousin who was from West Virginia. It is very Appalachian. It's very Appalachian out in Pittsburgh. Okay. But like, it's just, and it's like, y'all swear, y'all the only ones that ever did anything. Y'all, that's it. We barbecue. Y'all don't know about barbecue. And then it's like, everybody know about barbecue. And nigga, like, what are you talking about? Y'all think y'all the only people to barbecue? Give me a break. God, y'all so irritating. I promise you, we not as fixated on you and being from the South as you think. Listen, I'm proud of where I'm from. Like I've said before, I can't live in no state where making a U-turn is a felony. God bless y'all in the red states. Y'all should be proud of where y'all from. Y'all should, red clay, whatever. I would never want to be from the states, and I probably could never live in one of them states. I'm just going to keep it real with you. I've always been in a blue state. I've always been in the North. I've never had to deal with that Republican bullshit. I never had to deal with that Trump. It's something that I can't even fathom. When I encounter it just out in the wild, I'm looking at them like, you was the dumbest motherfucker anybody knows. I can't imagine having a neighbor to shit, or I can't do it. I'm glad y'all where y'all from. We glad y'all happy. We glad y'all getting some attention, but I promise y'all we are not that pressed about it like y'all think, okay? We've heard accents before. We understand accents with different places and, you know, different parts of the South. There's Midwest South. There's South South. There's Texas, which to me is not really the South. There's parts of Texas that, but when I was in Texas, I feel like Texas is way more Western than anything. I think Houston has a nice Southern, Houston and East Texas is where Texas is more of the South to me. East Texas, where it's more greener. But once you get like West, where it's more that ranch and especially West Texas, where it's desert, That ain't Southern to me. It's a very small part of Texas that I consider Southern. I was up in San Antonio. That's Western to me. I haven't been to Austin, but I heard Austin is kind of more West. It's just it doesn't give South to me. That South is like East over there by what's that state that's east of the very eastern part of Texas that borders like Louisiana and I forgot whatever that state is above Louisiana that I don't know geography. That part is East Texas to me, where it's like very green, old school Southern Texas, not that cattle ranch and shit. Yeah, and so I just like, can y'all just enjoy the album? Like, she put out I think this is her Thriller. I think this is a great album, but I keep seeing these think pieces on everybody was down. And I get it, what she's saying, that she was, and I agree. So I think she was, all right, sorry about that, y'all. The phone rang, lost my train of thought. I don't know what I was saying before. I try to edit this better the best as I can. But anyway, I think I was talking about, Beyonce. Like, yo, just enjoy the album. I see all these think pieces of everybody had her down, and they call her stupid and this, that, and the other girl. God, y'all are such a draining set of fans. I keep saying that. Y'all, her fans are such a draining set of fans, and it's because they all live through her, because they all just, I don't know. I just, her fans to me, I never seen another set of fans that like live through, maybe that's not true. I don't know. I just feel like the Navy, we just like Rihanna. We like what she do. We think she fly, but like, you don't see us like applying it on her life. And like, we just like, whatever. Like, I know a lot of people don't like Rocky or whatever. I'm indifferent to him, but like, it's just like, whatever. But her fan base, it's like they live through her and they just gotta always make it something that it ain't. And it's so goddamn annoying. They can't never just enjoy the shit. Oh my God. Please, it's getting on my nerves. But yeah, that's what I wanted to say. The championship is coming up. I know the refs are going to do the best they can to get this game to Iowa, but I don't really think that I don't think that Iowa's getting through South Carolina this time. That team is just too well balanced. They're just too big. They're just too deep. I just don't see it. They're too well coached. I don't see it. Not this year. All right, look at that. I told y'all it might not be that long, and it's not. So I'm back on track now. I gave y'all one every week. So, you know, it might not be the longest ones because it's not that much happening. I just gave y'all one this week. So actually, this is two in a week because I think did I drop the other one? Was it Sunday or Monday? Well, it's only Saturday here. So here y'all go. Thanks for listening. Like me, rate me, tell a friend. And yeah, enjoy the rest of y'all weekend.